I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't decide if I miss LeBron James in the NBA playoffs or not. I'm still considering it now that we're a week into the NBA postseason. I don't miss the Cavaliers-Warriors potential. I'll say that right now. And I had said that a year ago, that I did not need to see another NBA Finals pitting the same two teams a fourth consecutive year. That I was good with change. And I am. I like change. I like fresh blood. I'm always in favor of new storylines that reach out and grab me and that rope in new fan bases. Like the Virginia Cavaliers winning the NCAA title, or the Philadelphia Eagles winning a Super Bowl, or the Washington Capitals winning their first ever Stanley Cup. Those are storylines that I revel in. And so I'm okay with not having Warriors-Cavaliers, which we know is not even a possibility. But I also miss the villainous aspect of LeBron James, and I'm not suggesting he is a villain, only that people either love him or hate him. And I'm referring to sports love and hate, not real love and hate, because we don't actually know the guy. But as I think about these playoffs, I'm wondering where the feuds are. We need ourselves a good feud here or there. And while the feud between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, or the Warriors and LeBron James, may be more perception than reality, it still brought a different edge and a different intensity to the postseason. So as I think about game sevens and the possibility for game sevens, I want the feuds. I want the spice. I want the familiarity that breeds contempt, which is why Maple Leafs Bruins is a series that I would love to go seven games. As much as I would prefer not to see any more Sharks lose teeth, the Sharks and Golden Knights, while it's not a long history, they definitely do not like each other. The Nets and Sixers, we've seen a little jawing back and forth. Jared Dudley likes to yap. Ben Simmons swears. It doesn't matter. And of course, there's the whole idea of him out partying when he's supposed to be focused on the playoffs. But where's a good feud when a girl needs one? Do we have a good feud in these playoffs? I need some feuding. Are you wondering how to spell that right now? F-E-U-D, F-U-E-D. Chris is definitely wondering how to spell it right now. Good thing that there's the little squiggly red line under a word that's spelled wrong. Of course, that also happens with names, and then you have to figure it out. Do we have a good feud in these playoffs? That's what I need to know. Because I love game sevens. I'll take winner take all games at any point. Day or night, bring it. But the feuds add something to it. When there is a history, we know in Major League Baseball, they have memories like elephants, for heaven's sakes. They never forget. It can be 17 years down the road and they're still carrying grudges. I need some grudges. Can a girl get a grudge, please? Do you spot a good feud and I just haven't seen it? There could be one boiling between the Hurricanes and the Capitals, considering that TJ Oshie's been taken out and is likely to miss, well, the remainder of this series, if not more extended time. Bit of a scrum on the ice in what was a very hotly contested game in the third period. So where's the feud? I need a feud, and I don't mean Family Feud. That's it's kind of a weak imitation, though I do love that game show. But they're not actually going to throw down. Wouldn't that be fun, though? A throwdown on Family Feud. So the feud, the definition of the word feud is legit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our final show of the work week. It's a full work week next week. I know this is only my third night here on the show, but I'm still ready for the weekend. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's this very odd hodgepodge right now of Star Wars theories and Game 7 talk. And some of you are still asking me about the NFL schedule. So that makes me laugh. And then others of you are yelling at me for talking about the NFL schedule. And then reaction to what we saw in the playoffs on Thursday night. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And the phone number is always toll free. You can find us on Facebook as well. Are you feuding? I guess I don't really care about your personal Hatfield and McCoy feuds. But maybe Rockets Warriors will give us some of that, but I don't know. I need a little trash talking. I need a little feuding. I need some contempt. And right now in the playoffs, at least in the NBA side, I'm not getting that. And that's where the league and the sport definitely misses having LeBron in the playoffs. Because there are a lot of current teams and current players who've been embarrassed by LeBron James. And there are fan bases who can't stand him. Now, in the Nets-Sixers series, you did have nonstop booing every time Ben Simmons touched the ball in the first half. So that was kind of fun. I felt like the Nets fans showed up in droves. It was the first postseason hoops for the Nets at home since 2015. It's been a while. The fans showed up. And every time Simmons touched the ball early on, he was roundly booed. Now, they stopped booing when he poured in 31 points. And when it became evident that he was going to have a career night, then you kind of wondered if they thought they were helping him out. So I like that. No Joel Embiid, but Ben Simmons had his best playoff game in his short postseason history. And then afterwards, he was talking about not just the yapping with Jared Dudley or the comments from Jared Dudley, but also about the reports of him not taking the playoffs seriously and partying hardy instead of, pouring over the playbook.
I try not to pay too much attention, you know, what's going on social media and what people are saying, just because people are going to say what they want to say. And I can't let that affect me on the floor. So I just try and do my job and step on the floor and run the point guard position as best I can. So that's all I got for you.
That's all I got for you. He's the combination of him and Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler, I think that's kind of spice would be good for the NBA playoffs. They're the kind of guys that will get under your skin. They're the kind of guys that don't have any problem, well, clearly, checking Twitter on the bench. But they're the kind of guys who will speak their minds. How often have we seen Joel Embiid make a comment after a dirty play, calling an opponent out? So it is kind of a bummer that he didn't play a sore left knee in game number 3. I want Joel Embiid all in. And a long run by the Sixers could provide some of that spice, that intensity, that edginess to the postseason. And I'm not saying the playoffs are boring. Don't misunderstand me. Well, what are the series out there that you're desperate to see go to a game 7? That right now they're so good that you don't want them to end. Can you give me one? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I love the playoffs. I love this time of the year. But there are some series that I'm kind of lukewarm about. Like, okay. I'm good with that one getting over soon. For instance, if the Utah Jazz don't freaking show up in Salt Lake City in game number 3, I would like that series to end early. They've brought nothing against the Houston Rockets. No pushback, no fight. Now I get it, some matchups. are just bad matchups for one team or the other. But they've been overwhelmed. It's not actually interesting viewing. Now we're watching it here because we have to, but it's not interesting. Ryan says on Twitter, Sixers Celtics ? Now remember, they met last year in the second round, so the Eastern Conference semifinals, and definitely there could be a little spice there. I like that idea of Sixers and Celtics, though we don't know how these playoff series are gonna proceed moving forward. Celtics do have a 2-0 lead against the Pacers. But because they're a 4 seed, if everything holds true to form, they would take on the Bucks in the next round. But Sixers-Celtics would be fun. Some of you are saying Golden Knights and Sharks, and yeah, that's very chippy. Again, lots of lost teeth, but also lots of penalty minutes, lots of extracurricular activity. Tomas Hertl all but guaranteed a Game 7 after the Sharks won in San Jose on Thursday night. He said, "We're a better team." Now, I don't know if he meant we're a better team than they are or we're a better team than what we've played. All the criticism of Martin Jones, and there's been plenty. He was pulled from Game 4. He had one of those yoga-type saves, a 2-on-1 breakaway by the Golden Knights when they were trailing by a goal, and he had a pad save. This time it was the opposite of Grubauer, Philippe Grubauer, who had the leg lift with the left pad to prevent a late goal by the Avalanche, but it was the right pad of Martin Jones that prevented the Golden Knights from tying the game. Those two teams definitely don't like each other. So it helps. We need that. We need that to get people sucked in. Because this is the time of the year when people who are not diehard fans will tune in because they want to see stars because of name recognition. I use my mom as an example. Every year, she loves the college basketball tournament, and she loves the NBA playoffs. But she sent me a text before the game started on Thursday night and said, the only game I'm really interested in is Warriors-Clippers. And it's because she knows the Warriors' style of play, because she's familiar with their names and their star power. And so that's enough to make her tune in. That's what LeBron James brought to the table in the playoffs, and really what he brings to the table all the time, is because you either love him or you hate him. He's got that star power, that name recognition. You want to know what LeBron's going to do next. You're familiar with who he is and what he does. And I'm wondering if we're missing that right now in the playoffs. Where are we going to find it? We need an edge. We need some, we don't need some actual fights to break out, but we need some feuds. A girl needs a good feud. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It is really funny if you could see my social media right now. Like I said, a hodgepodge of Star Wars theories, which I'm trying not to read while I'm talking about sports. Your hopes for Game 7s, the feuding. Maybe Giannis can feud with someone, because he's got all the tools. He's got the incredible game that can dazzle you. Could he also feud with someone? I don't think the Pistons have that potential. I need some trash talking. I need some feuding. I need some individual petty wars. That's what these playoffs are lacking right now, at least. On the NBA side, I feel like that's what they're lacking. And that's where we might miss the LeBron James. Because he wears that arrogance like a badge of honor. And so you can see it when he humbles you. All right, on Twitter or on Facebook. Coming up, Tom Coughlin. Ruh-roh, might be in trouble with the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'm brother, my dad, my mom, grandma was out there. Like, it's on. Like, after the game, we can be cool. It doesn't matter. That's how I feel like you gotta respect the game of football. The football is not a game meant to be played, being nice to each other and all that, like kumbaya. But after the game's over with, that's cool.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know Jalen Ramsey isn't talking about the NBA or the NHL postseasons, but I like it. It fits perfectly with the last few minutes here on the show. We need some Jalen Ramsey to spice things up. The guy never stops talking. It's all about the trash talking. It's all about giving himself an edge. And so even as I think about the NBA and the NHL postseasons and a couple of good feuds to suck us in, you all are finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Where are the feuds? Where's the trash talking? Where's the animosity? And then our Facebook page, too. Those would lead to great Game 7. So it ties in with our question of the night, 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Speaking of Jalen Ramsey, he was a no-show along with Telvin Smith when the Jacksonville Jaguars kicked off their off-season workouts. Now, keep in mind, these off-season workouts are voluntary, not mandatory. So Tom Coughlin may be in hot water with the NFL. The NFL and the NFL Players Association take this really seriously. And I know there are a lot of old-timers in the NFL who say the rules that don't mandate the off-season workouts and limit the practice time and the time that they can go at each other in full pads and helmets, that actually makes for more injuries. But that's not really the issue right now. Players are allowed to stay at home when it comes to off-season workouts because they're voluntary. So the collective bargaining agreement says this: no club official may indicate to a player that the off-season workout program or classroom instruction, do they really do that right now, is not voluntary, or that if a player fails to participate, it will result in his failure to make the club or any other adverse consequences. So teams are not allowed to pay back or to punish a player if he does not show up for voluntary off-season workouts. There are mandatory OTAs. That's not what these are. The ones in April, not mandatory, voluntary, which is why we have to talk about Tom Brady not showing up year after year after year after year. But they're voluntary. So when Jalen Ramsey and Telvin Smith don't show up, no one should be talking about it. And certainly Tom Coughlin shouldn't be calling them out publicly, except it's Coughlin, and this is who he is.
The players have returned April 15th, 2019, and the voluntary off-season program has begun. We're very close to 100% attendance, and quite frankly, all our players should be here. Building the concept of team, working hard side by side, constructing our bond of togetherness, formulating our collective priorities and goals. Success in the NFL demands struggle. Those who have everything given to them become lazy, selfish, and insensitive to the real values of team. The hard work that many try to avoid is the major building block for the development of an outstanding football team. It's not about rights and privileges. It's about obligations and responsibility. And the question is, can we count on you?
Oh, there's so much there. So much there. He says the hard work that players are trying to avoid. So in essence, in his opinion, these guys not being there, because he said it was nearly 100% attendance, so no Ramsey, no Smith. The hard work players are trying to avoid are the very building blocks. Those are the very building blocks of what they're attempting to put together there in Jacksonville. So apparently the NFL is not thrilled. He's actually violated rules in the NFL by, and Coughlin does call them voluntary workouts, by laying it out there that he feels like Ramsey and Smith are not committed and are hurting the team by not showing up for these voluntary slash mandatory OTAs or workouts. Eric Winston's the president of the union, and he actually says the union might take action against Coughlin for violating the CBA. So the NFL would have to investigate if they decide to take up this cross. And you know Coughlin, he's totally old school. He comes from the time when all the workouts were mandatory. But he sort of contradicts himself at the beginning because he says these voluntary workouts have begun on April 15th, 2019. He's so formal. He's even more formal than Mike Tomlin. That's why I love Mike Tomlin's press conferences, because they're so uber formal. Not even sure he uses contractions. So you've got Tom Coughlin calling these guys out publicly, but you've got Doug Marrone trying to smooth things over. I wonder if Jalen Ramsey's going to voice his displeasure. Now, remember, there was a whole lot of crap going on in the Jaguars locker room last year. You had the defense. I don't know if we call it fighting, but just so frustrated that they were taking it out on each other. You had all kinds of crap happening. And because they were losing, the offense was so bad, there was a lot of sniping, infighting. Now, I don't know that Tom Coughlin cares much, though, because he's done this before. You may remember his past with the Giants. This is going back years and years. But he actually was investigated by the NFL for potentially violating these same rules about off-season workouts. He clearly does not believe in time off. Oh, he's like a Bill Belichick. No days off. No days off. So we'll see. Tom Coughlin's not afraid of you. He brings the feuding that I need. He and Jalen Ramsey. Who would win that feud? Tom Coughlin or Jalen Ramsey? I don't know. I might put my money on Coughlin. He's a dirt devil. He's one of those guys that doesn't mind getting dirty. You're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Some of your responses about the feuding in the playoffs are great. I like them. Brian says, Damian Lillard versus Russell Westbrook is a heated battle. They can't stand each other. Hopefully Portland and Oklahoma City end up going 7 games. I agree with that one. John says, this could be difficult for the NHL ratings later in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah, I mean, if you're concerned about hockey ratings, you're probably wasting your time. They're never that good. Fans show up in person, but they don't rate well on TV. You do get a few games on big NBC later in the playoffs. But this time of year, these early rounds, and especially not on the weekends. On the weekends, you might get a couple of games, but it's hard to find NHL Network, USA, CNBC. These are the games that are carrying hockey games right now. And then NBC Sports Network. And so I just changed my cable package, and I have to every night figure out where these channels are. I have to use my TV guide to figure out where the hockey games are being aired. But John says, star-laden teams like the Lightning and the Penguins have already been eliminated. And then he points out the Capitals and Alex Ovechkin are in a battle with the Canes. Certainly Calgary's on the ropes, and he points that out. But I mean, come on. Give me a fan right now who could name even half the guys on the Calgary Flames starting lineup, on their first line. Who could even name them? I don't think the Calgary Flames have a ton of star power. And in fact, that's one of the issues with the NHL, is they don't have a lot of stars who are household names who transcend the sport. Yes, Alex Ovechkin. Yes, Sidney Crosby. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning were the number one seed, but how many big-time superstar names could the casual fan recite to you, play back to you? I don't think very many. I know people really love hockey because of the intensity, the sudden death, the fact that these games are so tight and can elevate your heart rate. But one of the problems is, at least in terms of its mass appeal, is that it doesn't have many superstars who people will show up to watch. Even if they know nothing about the sport, even if they know very little about the series, they'll show up to watch these teams play. It's like the Steph Curry effect, the Kevin Durant effect with the Warriors. And I was telling you about with my mom. I've got friends who don't watch basketball all year, but they'll watch in the playoffs because of these stars. And I think that's another reason why the NBA is missing LeBron James right now. But yeah, give me a little Damian Lillard versus Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook versus everyone, really. He's a little bit like a Tom Coughlin. You could see Russ turning into Tom Coughlin when he's older. As one Twitter account points out, C. Thomas. Oh, is this you, Chris? It's a pink avatar. I kind of feel like that could be you.
Definitely him.
He says, Coughlin, quote, get off my lawn. Oh, yeah, that'll be Russell Westbrook someday. Get off my lawn. He's definitely going to be a cranky old man. So he's good for the playoffs. If the Thunder survive, they may not. After all of this with Paul George, they may not actually get any farther in the playoffs this year than they have in the past. All right, feuding. I need some feuds. I need some trash talking. I need some Tom Coughlin going against the rules, bugging out. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Blown out of Vrana, giving it back on the right wing. Blue line, Orlov, a little bit of room. Guides in, and now the chance for Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin hammering away from the top of the left circle. And with 9:25 left in the second, we're tied at one here in game four.
32 seconds left in the second. Niederreiter in front. A chance. They score!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Dueling goals there late in the second period between the Capitals and the Hurricanes. You have John... Shoot, what is his last name? John Walt... Oh my gosh, John Walton? Why? This is terrible. I'm a terrible person. I have so many different names going through my head as we use all these different highlights. From the Washington Capitals Radio Network and then John Forslund from the Hurricanes Radio Network. And so the back and forth in this game was fantastic. It was a really tight game, 2-1 victory for the Hurricanes against the Capitals. And in the third period, while there were no goals, there were some amazing moments. And you kind of wondered how could the defending champs not score. So it was also a really big game for the rookie, Warren Fogle, who had a goal 17 seconds after the puck dropped in the opening period. He's now got 3 goals for the Canes in the series. But he's also the guy who hit TJ Oshie and knocked him out for what the Capitals are calling an extended period of time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. I guess if we're looking for some spice, some intensity, looking for some storylines, well, then maybe this could be a series that offers them. Fogle got a minor penalty for that hit on TJ Oshie. Oshie was doubled over in pain. He was in agony as he was skating to the dressing room. And he's a big piece of this Capitals, not only Stanley Cup run, but now their attempt to defend the Stanley Cup. So it was late in the third period, all kinds of drama and tension. And he gets hit by Fogle. Fogle gets off with this boarding minor penalty. But the Capitals are ticked, including their new head coach, who's trying to send a message to the NHL about what should happen moving forward.
I mean, that's something that's going to be reviewed by the league. I just know that a defenseless player that's a distance from the boards that can't protect himself is in a vulnerable spot. And as a result, we won't be having a player, one of our key players for quite some time.
So that's Todd Reirden, the head coach of the Washington Capitals. Oshie actually had been moved up to the Alex Ovechkin line, which is, of course, the top line for the Caps. And so the coaching staff had tried to shake things up a little bit. The series is now tied 2 games apiece, and it had worked. But now without TJ Oshie, how different does it look for the Capitals? And could there be some payback against the Hurricanes? As you can imagine, late in the game, they're focused on trying to tie it up, potentially send it into sudden death, steal this one in Raleigh. But then to not have TJ Oshie feels like there could be an attempt at retaliation or two in game number 5, though they want to be smart. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook. I'm not sure you all are understanding our question on Facebook. Some of you are. We're asking you about NBA or NHL playoff series in this opening round that you would like to see go a game 7. And some of you are making up series. For instance, the Warriors and Bucks are not a first-round series, and we don't actually know if they're going to meet. So we're not talking about hypothetical series. We're talking about the series that we have right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of projecting. Here's a series that you'd like to see. I get that, but we don't actually get to design the playoffs that way. Dan is listening in Michigan. Dan, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. I just have to tell you, last Sunday I woke up and I had the Masters on, but I already had my TV program to turn on the Penguins game because I wanted to watch the hockey.
That's good.
And I was flipping back and forth between Tiger and... the Penguins. But I so enjoyed the Penguins getting beat. You cannot believe it. Because I think Crybaby Crosby is the most overrated player in the NHL. Now, is Malkin, you're going to talk...
Overrated.
Thursday, Malkin's a great player.
I don't know who rates them at all, but Sidney Crosby's definitely worthy of all the attention he gets.
No, he's not. He gets every favorable call, and until Bettman is out of that position, he's still going to get every favorable call. And he is not that good. I've seen the great play. Gordie Howe was a great player. Chad Lindsay, great player. Alex Ovechkin, great player. Terry Sawchuk, great player. I've seen so many great players, and Crosby is not a great. Malkin is a great player. And I give the Penguins that, but I can't stand Crosby so much. I will watch that game just to watch him lose because Crosby is overrated. Crybaby Crosby, I just loved it when they lost. It was fabulous.
See, that's what the playoffs are missing. We're missing teams that make people show up, whether you're rooting for them or whether you're hating them. It's like Duke basketball. When Duke lost before reaching the Final Four in the NCAA tournament, there were some people, I wouldn't say all people, but some people who didn't care to watch anymore because they didn't have that villain to root for. And that definitely is something that the Penguins bring to the table. And I don't know if there are other teams, Capitals maybe, but I don't think they elicit that kind of hatred. I'm not sure there is another team out there that does. And so, yeah, it's definitely what the playoffs are missing.
Amy, so I enjoyed Michigan State beating Duke, but I'm for Michigan. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Duke had been running on 3 cylinders. They weren't running on 4. They should have lost 2 games before Michigan State.
Oh, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yep, I know. But I'm just saying. Michigan State did it, then their luck ran out when they hit Texas Tech. I just call it like I see it.
There's no such thing as luck. Nah, luck has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does. Luck has a lot to do with it.
You create your own luck. I don't actually believe in luck, Dan, so you lost me there.
Well, no, luck, there's a lot of things where luck is involved. Luck would be if the Red Wings got Alex Ovechkin. He would look great in the wing wheel. He's a great player.
How would that be luck?
That would be luck if the Wings got Ovechkin.
How?
I don't know how lucky they could get to get Ovechkin, but he would be great in a wing wheel. I would love to see Ovechkin in a wing wheel.
Okay. Well, you keep crossing your fingers and hoping for that kind of luck. You never know. It might happen.
Yeah, well, I just love hockey. I love college football. I love college basketball. But, you know, David Stern ruined NBA basketball, and Gary Bettman ruined NHL hockey. I'm just going to call it like I see it.
And yet you're still watching, so I think they actually won in the end. Dan, thank you so much for your phone call. We're going to let you go, but I appreciate talking to you. I was a little worried there for a second. Wowzers. Was that Tom Coughlin who just called us? This tweet, A-Law Radio, comes from Jay. No LeBron, no Lester. This year is a snooze fest. I don't know if it's a snooze fest, but I would agree with you. We were talking about it during our last commercial break. There definitely needs to be a little more sex appeal to these NBA playoffs. And the NHL is always lacking that. And I'm not suggesting it's what you see on the ice, only that that's part of the struggle for the NHL, is that people are not as invested enough, and there aren't as many teams and individual players who will suck in the casual fan. I mean, we all love sudden death, and if the action is good, great. But the problem is hockey takes more investment, and it doesn't translate as well on TV. You don't get the speed and the power of the game when you're watching on TV. So fans, diehards, they'll go to great lengths to figure out where the games are airing. They will pay attention. They'll tell me over and over how hockey has the best playoffs in all of sports. But what the NHL needs is casual fans. And to suck in casual fans, you need storylines. You need drama. You need household names. Not having Sidney Crosby and the Penguins going any further definitely does hurt. And not having LeBron in the NBA playoffs also hurts. Jeffrey says the same thing. I almost wish LeBron was in the playoffs. It would have been nice to see the Lakers versus the Warriors in the first round. I can't even tell you one player on the Clippers. So there's an issue. If you've got teams in the playoffs that don't have a whole lot of name recognition or familiarity, while we're tuning in to see guys like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, who definitely brings that polarizing fan base. He's a villain, to be sure.
Crosby is overrated.
There is no more Sidney Crosby. And LeBron brought that. He brought that same quality as a Draymond Green. Everyone has an opinion about LeBron James. And so to not have him in the playoffs, well, that hurts. Brady says the Stars versus the Preds, meaning the Dallas Stars and Nashville Predators turning into a good feud. Ben and Subban don't like each other. Yeah. But you got to be invested. You got to be invested to see it. Are we invested or are these playoffs boring? Ooh, I never use that B word. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.